I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
The year was good, New York City. Not a good day for New York sports. 888-808-1019. I will make this quick and I will say what I have to say and get out the way. Not a KM to AM. KM, PM to PM. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Till 10 o'clock. Short and sweet. I'm going to get right to it. I mean, we'll skip the Giants for now. Four straight possessions with a turnover, dropping the ball, fumbling the ball away. That's how you lose to the 0-11 Spencer Rattler and the defeated Saints. Well, not anymore. Oh, speaking of that, not anymore. The Jets are the only team in football that are winless. And the cherry on top of that is they're the first team in NFL history to start 0-5 and have zero takeaways. They find a new way. Only the Jets can out-Jets the Jets. But my fellow Americans, Canada owns us in hockey, and they've assembled a baseball team that owns your New York Yankees. BTA, belt to ass. I am embarrassed. I can't remember seeing back-to-back playoff postseason October games that were complete blowouts. They mercy ruled us today. Like, it was over so fast you can't enjoy anything. And it's hard to really analyze and take things from it moving forward because it's just a complete outclassing. So let's start there. The last time I was on, I completely underestimated the Toronto Blue Jays. I said they were on ice. I said they were hurt. They didn't have Bo Bichette. They didn't have Jose Barrios. They didn't have Max Scherzer. They didn't put Chris Bassitt on the ALDS roster, because they don't have to. They don't need to. Between Alejandro Kirk and George Springer, excuse me, between Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Dalton Varsho, Addison Barger, they have plenty of guys that can hit Yankees pitching. And that is the thing. We thought we might have the advantage pitching, right? If Heel comes out and does his job, we thought maybe there was some type of way. Nope. Nope. Yesterday, you watch Kevin Gausman go out there for the 40th time against the Yankees and shut them down until he got into some trouble. And then tonight, you watch a guy, Trey Yesevich. I wasn't going to call him Trey Yesevich, but now you got to give that guy the, you know, Savage in the Six title. What a savage performance. 11 Ks. He almost was perfect. He no-hit him, had only one walk in five innings. Like, we're sitting there watching them chase his slider, splitter, and I just knew. First time they face a guy, how many times you hear me say, you want to make a guy look like an ace? Have him go up against the New York Yankees for the first time. They make everybody Nolan Ryan. They make everybody Sandy Koufax. And no disrespect to this guy. He's not Connelly Early. He might be pretty good. And he was great when they needed him today, and he had said so much. He said, I'm built for this. But yeah, here I am right now after watching these games this weekend, and I just feel like I've come up for air. I feel like somebody was holding my head down into the pillow for 2 days. I could not breathe. Because I'm watching Aaron Judge go out there and be low-level Judge. Yeah. When you need him to come through, the narrative is still the same. He's small in the postseason. He doesn't get it done. When there's nobody on base, when the game is out of hand, then he looks right back to being MVP Aaron Judge. Pressing when we need him most. Can't even work a walk. That was the turning point of the game and maybe the series yesterday. Bases loaded. Where you get Aaron Judge up, and if you're a Yankee fan like I am, you are dreaming of a grand slam. You are dreaming of an extra base hit to clear the bases. Or just hoping for a walk to walk a run in, and you can't even get that. And you got the pitch. That was a ball. But Judge chases it. In that inning, the three outs, after loading the bases, the three outs came from arguably your three best hitters. Judge, Ben Rice pops out, and then they go get Lewis Varlin to strike out Stanton. Where is playoff Stanton? Now, pitiful to only score one run yesterday. Pitiful to only walk that run in. But there's a part of me that I'm like, I'm looking at, okay, when Boone goes to get Luis Gil, you got playoff Timmy. Tim Hill did what he had to do. He's a guy that we've seen do it back-to-back years in the postseason. And Camilo Duvall, maybe he's a different guy in October than he was in the regular season. He gives you two clean innings, ground outs. And then they got to go to Luke Weaver yesterday, and I'm scratching my head because I'm like, this is not the regular season. It is do or die. It is the end of the season. We have been playing this Luke Weaver game for months. It is not time to build up anyone's confidence. It is not time to figure some things out. If a guy is in the postgame talking about, oh, well, we're doing this, we're doing this, and now is not the time. Now is not the time against, again, respect to the Blue Jays. We called them frauds. We said they were fraudulent, that they're not really about that life, that they don't win. Their manager is 0-for in the postseason. They don't know how to win postseason games. All the momentum is with us. Well, you know what? They mocked us for champagne popping and dancing and pouring beers over each other in the Yankees clubhouse after coming back and making history by defeating the Red Sox, being the only team to go down 0-1 and come back and do it. They said that was our World Series. The Yankees also had a player talk about World Series, putting a ring on it, stepping on necks. We're the best team. We're going to win the division. That didn't happen. So we looked at this series as some redemption. We looked at this route as a revenge tour. We looked at this Toronto Blue Jays team like they don't belong. It's our division. We're better than them. And for 2 days, they showed the world they don't fear the Yankees. Their fans show up and pack that place. That building is loud. Their manager can manage with Aaron Boone for sure. And where Aaron Judge is up with the bases loaded and comes up small and strikes out, Vladdy Jr. comes up, bases loaded, grand slam, dialed in. If you're watching Vladdy, he looks different than he looked in the regular season. You know why? He's paid. He's the face of the franchise. It's time to deliver. He's talked championship. He's talked smack about the New York Yankees. Vladdy said his favorite city to play in outside of Canada is New York. And that's only because he loves crushing Los Yanquistas, Yankee fans and the Yankees. When asked if he'd ever play for the Yankees at that time, Guerrero replied, not even dead. Not even dead. Well, they say the series doesn't start until the home team loses, but if the home team loses the next one, we're dead. We're done. I think that phrase only works for seven-game series, but I just wish we had some more urgency. Even watching Will Warren out there, if he dies, he dies. Leaving the young man out there to die. As soon as he came in, I'm having flashbacks to him pitching in the Rogers Center and getting lit up. He doesn't have a chance, but I know it's the long man. It's the postseason roster. Keith, you can't burn out your bullpen, but it's like both of those games didn't have to get out of hand like that. And then, like I said, when you see the Yankees battle back and have a two-run inning, a five-run inning, it's super frustrating to be like, man, maybe if we stop the bleeding some instead of punting, instead of saying, well, Paul Blackburn, you got it. And that's different the first game because they only scored one run. But tonight they actually woke up late against the Blue Jays bullpen. But, you know, you leave Will Warren out there for seven hits, six runs, six earned runs on top of what Fried left out there. And I don't know, man. Fried didn't have it. You got to put blame on Max Fried. He wasn't Fried today. He was Fried today. But there's a part of me that says that might be his last start. Let him stay out there. Hope for a ground ball. Hope for a double play. You know what I'm saying? Before we just say, okay, young man, Will Warren, you go. You go and give up a grand slam and the game is out of reach. That when these guys do actually have a rally in their bones, it's laughable. It's a joke. A 13-7 win. And now you're sitting here talking about, oh, yeah, that's baseball, and baseball's a funny game. No, there's nothing funny about that. What are you talking about? It's funny that now everybody is drinking Yankee tears. The Red Sox fans, the Mets fans are lined up because you look cooked. Now you have to go home and take two in your building and force a game five. There is nothing else. You have to go home with Carlos Rodon versus Shane Bieber. I like our chances in theory, but again, I liked our chances with Gausman and Trey. Yes, Savage. Yes, he's a savage. I give him credit today. He was dialed today. His parents said they didn't expect that. He didn't expect that. He's on cloud nine because the New York Yankees showed up without their traject machine. You guys heard that nonsense? I don't care about that. Andy Martino reports, when facing a pitcher they have never seen, Yankees prepare with the traject machine, which uses AI to mimic a pitcher's stuff and mechanics. The traject does not travel, and there, of course, was no time at home to do this with Trey Savage, who has the highest release point in MLB. He's tall, and he's coming down at you with that splitter, coming down at you with that slider. And you know what the Yankees are doing? Whoop, 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 striking out, making it easy on him. So you see two of their starters and you don't make them work. And I'm praying for a different approach. When I say urgency, I mean like having at bat. When I say urgency, like let's not just leave a guy out there to die. Not in the second game. In the first game, I get it. They had nothing at the plate. But like today, I just had wished, you know, that they would have thought differently about leaving Will Warren. But he had to wear it. He's a long man. That's literally why he's on the roster. He sucked. But like, I'm not mad at him because he's a kid. He doesn't stand a chance in this environment. He doesn't stand a chance against their hitters. Their hitters are putting up numbers for a series in 2 days. George Springer, Vladdy Guerrero,
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Andrew Kirk, Dalton Varshaw, Ernie Clement. IKF found a way to go 0-for-4. But yeah, here's where we are, folks. That is embarrassing. We go from riding high, making history in the first round, beating the Red Sox, getting some redemption for the years that the Red Sox had knocked out the Yankees. And we sip champagne and think, oh, they're scared of us. We sip champagne thinking, oh, Buck Martinez, we're aiming at you. People say we're not a good team. We are a good team. No, the Blue Jays, a ton of respect to the Toronto Blue Jays. They showed everybody you're not a good team. They embarrass you. And casuals that don't know the ins and outs, the X's and O's, the Jimmys and Joes, they see those scores and they say, oh, the Stankies. Oh, my. What happened? Up there in Canada, they have assembled a better baseball team than the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. You haven't done anything in that building all year. I think the Yankees have one win there. And I had said in the little video that we put out on WFAN, I don't think any team in baseball could beat the Blue Jays in the next three games. Two on the road, one at home. That's a tough task. I don't care who's pitching. With the way that they hit and put the ball in play and don't strike out and they're relentless and they play defense, I don't know. Now, I know baseball is crazy. They got swept by the Royals last month down the stretch, but they're not pitching Max Scherzer. And the stakes are so much higher. They're rested. They're fresh. This is going to take a lot for the Yankees to overcome. This is going to take a lot. They're not out yet, but you know, you're not stupid. You watch baseball. You understand. The mission was to come out of there with a split. The mission was to come out of there with a split. And when you finally got to Kevin Gausman, and they finally did have some patient at-bats, when you finally got to Gausman, who was cruising 41 pitches through, you know, four scoreless with two hits, and we're thinking he could pitch the whole damn game the way he was going. The Yankees locked in. I tweeted out, work a walk. Don't swing it here. October Anthony, 0-2, looks like he's, you know, about to fly out. Almost homers off the wall. They start to rally. Him and Wells, the Chicken Parm boys. You know, that was the turning point in the game and series because, you know, Belly works a walk. If you were able to just tie that game or take the lead off Gausman, that shakes them. That shakes their entire franchise, their entire fan base. But you know what the Yankees do? The most potent offense in Major League Baseball with the MVP, they fail. The guys that you need to do it fail. And then that sets precedent for the rest of the game. And then you know what? Boone fails because he wants to try and build up Luke Weaver in a spot where I would have never thrown Luke Weaver. You let Luke Weaver blow a tight game on Tuesday. You go right back on Saturday, do the same thing. I'm not mad at Cruz either. You ask Cruz to clean up three messes in 5 days. He was 2-for-3. And so now you got a bunch of guys that haven't thrown in a little while in the bullpen. And now we wait and see. Tuesday, we'll get both of our home games. But now we're facing elimination again. What do they do with their backs against the wall? Do they have enough heart and pride to go toe-to-toe with these Toronto Blue Jays who are comfortable right now? They've played two postseason games. They put up 23 runs. Like I said, they mercy ruled us. Make it stop today. Let's see. They're getting completely outclassed, outplayed, outmanaged. They don't look like they belong on the field with Toronto. And I give all the credit to these guys that we called frauds, the Toronto Blue Jays, that like they went out there back-to-back games, and they beat their ass. There's nothing else to say about it. Do the Yankees have any pride? Does Aaron Judge want to be remembered as May Judge, Mr. April? Because it sucks, but you got to call Judge out. It sucks, but you got to call all these guys out. Trent Grisham sucks. Trent Grisham as the leadoff hitter, no more. Trent Grisham has reverted back to the guy that we thought he was going to be when he was slated to be a fourth outfielder. But the only good that I can report is that they did come out of it. They did score some runs. They did put together some hits late. To me, it's not for nothing because, okay, yeah, I guess you can say they've seen the Toronto Blue Jays bullpen, and if they see them again, whatever. We've got Shane Bieber and a bullpen game versus Rodon and Schlittler. We should win those games, but it's October baseball. Crazy things can happen. The Blue Jays aren't going to lay down. Their manager's not going to lay down. The Yankees must win these two games, protect home, force a game five where Gausman will be going again, and then it's like game seven. Anything can happen.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.